This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Join us on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about deathism and transhumanists. So the deathism is basically the opposite, kind of a transhumanist. And we'll get more into that here. Johnson's got the story by a man named Zoltan, who is currently traveling the country as a presidential candidate for the Transhumanist Party, Zoltan Istvan. And he blogs apparently over at Huffington Post, although the story that you're sharing with us, Johnson, is from Vice.com's motherboard. First, though, we go to the phones to the fun, where you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Zach is on the line in Illinois. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Ian. So I wanted to bring up something that I've seen coming up with a few of my friends who subscribe to, you know, libertarian ideology.
Okay.
And it is this idea that... Sorry, I just ran up a flight of stairs. It is the idea that in a free market, there is no discrimination. It is that people get the definition of a free market confused with an open market, and that they think that for some reason discriminating against people on any basis is not free market.
Okay, well, they're clearly wrong about that.
Right. Who does that? I don't know anybody who does that.
So you're saying these are libertarians who believe that, or people who would claim to be libertarians who believe that there should be no discrimination in a free market?
Yeah, no, and then I was watching, I can't remember who did this YouTube video, and I realized I should have had that pulled up. But some guy who is like a small-time libertarian content producer he was like comparing the definition of a free market and an open market side to side. And he's like, oh, you know, these are the same thing. And that, you know, if you're a libertarian, you have to believe in inclusivity and all this stuff. And it was,
I have never heard of the term open market. What does that mean?
An open market is a market in which there are no barrier to entry. There are no barriers to entry. So
how is that different from a free market?
Well, a free market, there can still be barriers to entry. There can be, you know, if you want to be an internet service provider and you don't have the equipment to be an internet service provider, you would be discriminated against in the sense that you need the equipment to be an internet service provider. But in an open market, it would be that there's absolutely no barrier to entry and you can do
I don't understand. How could there not be how could there be no barrier to entry? Are you suggesting that in an open market, the person who wanted to start up an internet service provider would just be able to appropriate the equipment by stealing it or taking it from I am super confused on what you mean there.
Yeah, my limited understanding of open markets is that there is no barriers to entry, and that this is where it differs, and this is where
I don't understand how that could possibly be. Are we talking about like a Star Trek world where you can just manufacture everything with a replicator, so there's no barrier to entry? But then why would anyone go into business if you had a replicator that could just manufacture things? So I don't understand how there could not be a barrier to entry. Would it be that the government would be paying for whatever your startup costs are in an open market?
It's no longer a rigged economy. You pay for everything.
I don't know. I think it would have to do with, I think it is some kind of government subsidized thing. And I apologize for not having the definition brought up in front of me. And I have limited understanding of open markets. Free markets are my thing.
Well, I'd like but to I find see, this I, video because this guy sounds like a real nut job.
Well, no, yeah, didn't this guy say, wait a minute. So the guy said that there is no difference between an open market and a free market, right?
Sounds like a...
But he also believes that a free market means that you can't discriminate, meaning that it would be free from discrimination.
I mean, there are some of these like small libertarian content creators out there who are just, I swear, I think that they're out there to just, they're there to create confusing and bad content to like really just, they're there to be agents against the message of libertarianism.
You mean like Gary Johnson?
Sure, I guess, yeah. Gary. I mean, that's
although
not really
not
what
blogger.
I meant. That's really not really what I meant. I wouldn't consider Gary Johnson necessarily like a small-time YouTube content creator.
Yeah, he's not a blogger, but that's basically
and
what he's doing.
And I also don't think that Gary Johnson is the type of person who's intentionally trying to create counterintuitive or content that runs counter to a libertarian message. I just think that there are a lot of Republicans who are kind of libertarian and kind of want to appropriate the libertarian message because they haven't made the transition yet, you know, the full transition to a real libertarian ideology. They're sort of like still on that Republican line because a lot of conservatives make that transition from libertarian to anarchist in 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, that's sort of there's like a cliche about it. But I think that there are some actual sort of leftists that are out there, to use that term overly loosely, that are intentionally creating false messages to kind of subvert what is a libertarian ideology.
Why would you ascribe that intention to a leftist but not to a conservative who...
There have been conservatives for years
who've been taking over the Libertarian Party.
Absolutely. There are some. I just wouldn't say that...
Bob Barr was the head of the CIA. And
Bob Barr, I would ascribe that
okay.
to.
I but
wouldn't
not Gary,
to Gary
Johnson.
No, I don't think Gary Johnson. It just... Bob Barr struck me as the type that had that intent. Gary Johnson does not strike me as have that intent. Hmm. I think Gary Johnson is the type that's probably still open to learning and getting more of the message.
He's just ignorant,
yeah.
is what you're saying.
I would actually even subscribe it to a certain extent to Glenn Beck. I think Glenn
Absolutely.
Beck is trying to be more, he's like still slowly picking, I mean, Glenn Beck, unfortunately, I think he's got such a bubble, like a, what do you call that, like a reality distortion field around him that it's like hard for him to actually even get like real liberty-oriented messaging to him. But I think that he wants to really understand the ideas of liberty more so. But, I mean, there are some things that he is so far way off on. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, he was supporting Ted Cruz.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and religion is the biggest reality distortion field there is, you know? So, I mean, it's very, very hard, I think, for people that, you know, to have a consistent set of beliefs, because almost no one does.
So, Zach, were you going somewhere with this, or you just wanted to point out that these folks exist?
Well, yeah, I know, and it was leading to a greater phenomenon, which you guys led right into, which is awesome, and it's that what I'm seeing right now, and especially with this whole Trump and Cruz thing that is super frustrating, and, I mean, like, it's Daryl in the studio, right?
No, Daryl's sitting in the studio, but he's not on the radio. It's Ian and Johnson behind microphones.
Okay, sorry, Johnson. Like Johnson pointed out, with some of the leftist infiltration we've seen in the libertarian movement, is that right now I think we're seeing a surge of people that are, I mean, I listen to like the Patriot Channel in my car when I'm bored sometimes on Sirius XM. And these are people like Glenn Beck and Mark Levin talking about libertarianism, and they have no idea what they're talking about.
Sure.
They are completely.
But would you describe them as leftists? I mean, those guys are more right.
Well,
right?
Actually, they're conservative leftists. They believe in these crazy things that have nothing to do with conservatism, and they kind of rebrand and repackage the message of.
I don't know what conservatism is.
I mean, it really isn't anything anymore. It's just a bunch of repackaged leftist propaganda, I think, and you start to see the invasion of any kind
of...
So you describe
both conservatives and liberals as leftist?
Honestly, like, right now, a lot of the media heads and the pundits that do a lot of the talking and that do a lot of the misappropriation of libertarianism, I do think that they're leftists. Like, I characterize...
See, I don't understand, you know, left, right. I think that's a confusing paradigm for people. You know, some people believe that the conservatives are on the right, the liberals are on the left. You're saying they're both leftists. Does that mean that, you know, that libertarians are on the right? Well, I don't want to be considered on the right.
I think left ideology is where most people are starting to understand a left ideology. I think this word has been moving more and more towards this, meaning someone who wants state control of things.
But the right wants that too.
Right, but that's what he's saying, is he's saying that these people who are on the right, who are claiming to be conservatives, are actually leftists. Because they want state control. It is.
This is why I like the Nolan chart, because it helps expand people's minds beyond this right-left paradigm.
I think it's great, because what you're saying is you're saying that the people on the right shouldn't have these beliefs, and that idea should spread.
I agree.
People on the right need to become more libertarian, and I think that...
Why shouldn't people on the left become more libertarian?
Well,
stand by, 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in. toll free and join us on the radio here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we continue, we still have Zach on the line in Illinois, which Zach had brought up the, I guess, the issue of discrimination, right-wing people, left-wing people, and it's sort of left into right. this conversation. Open markets, free markets, which I want to come back to and figure out what the difference is there. Johnson, you had said right before we went away for a moment there that people on the right should become more libertarian.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And I don't know, I mean, obviously both the right and the left, but what I think is happening currently, and I think a lot of people have acknowledged this, is that libertarianism has kind of started to infect the Republican Party. And the old Republican
ideals.
Where's
the evidence of
that? Ron Paul
Okay, so some people liked Ron Paul, but it hasn't done anything to the Republican
Rand
Party.
Rand Paul, who is obviously, you know, I don't believe, you know, he's anything. He failed, but
wasn't a libertarian either.
Sure, but and I'm not saying it's any kind of great, you know, huge step forward that the Republican Party has made, but incrementally there have been small inroads and things have been sort of happening.
Okay, I'll give it to you. There is no equivalent
to Ron Paul.
Are
not being completely ignored.
There's no equivalent to Ron Paul in the Democratic Party. Okay, fine.
Right. Exactly. Well, and I think that but I'm not just saying Ron Paul. Yeah. I'm saying that there's a lot of other things that have happened that are sort of kind of influencing the Republican Party in a way. There was the Tea Party movement, which is supposed to be they made some rumblings about liberty and talking about things.
Sure, Republicans have been talking for years about liberty, but when they're given power, they take it away. They take away liberty.
That's true to a certain extent. I think there have been some kind of things that have been, I don't know. I mean,
remember they were in charge from 2000 to 2006. They had the House, the Senate, and they had the presidency.
Yeah. I'm aware.
So, I mean, just to believe that things have changed since that time. Zach, did you have more than you?
Yeah,
me too. Zach.
Well, so I think.
He's like really quiet.
Really
I don't
loud.
Know what's going on with that. It's like
really
super
loud.
Quiet. Oh, there he goes.
Okay,
right.
Can you hear me okay now?
We got you now. Go ahead, Zach.
Okay, sorry. I think the rhetoric of the parties is really important, though, because like you said, even though the Republicans, when they get into office, they tend not to downsize the scope of government and the size of government. But what you see when they get elected, people like Ted Cruz, who obviously was not a strong constitutionalist person, is that it seems like the voters want some kind of smaller government. It seems like the people
sure they do
call themselves, but you don't see that in the Democratic Party though. And this is why I think that leftism or the Democratic Party or people who are socialists are inherently hostile to the ideas of liberty, because at the very basis of their political ideologies is inclusivity and non-discrimination and subsidization. And
yeah, true leftists, they don't even have to pretend. You know, Republicans have to pretend to get votes.
Well, exactly. I don't agree. I mean, having done outreach to both people on the right and people on the left, I mean, I see that plenty of people on the left, what they want is they want people to get help. You know, they want to help people. They want to help the poor. They want to help the hungry. They want to help the infirm. And they see the government they see the government as the tool to do that. And most of them don't think about the gunpoint aspect of it. You have to point that out to them, and then you'll find out whether they are willing to embrace the gun or whether they're turned off by the idea of using a gun.
Unfortunately, you know, having done a lot of conversations and outreach, unfortunately, the sad fact that I've discovered is that most of them will embrace the gun.
Okay, I haven't had that experience.
Right.
I've had the ability to in the past to bring left right-wing folks on board with the ideas of liberty, because you can show them how it is that freedom will actually accomplish the goals that they're looking to accomplish, which is to help, helping people, whether it's a mutual aid.
It's the only way. The lefty method of using guns to control people, that will never bring about what they want.
Well, it won't bring about some equal where everybody has everything equally. But to some extent, as Sarah was pointing out last night on the show, Sarah from Albuquerque was pointing out, the socialist programs do redistribute wealth. I mean, they are successful at giving some people some other people's money. It's right. Just being done in an inefficient manner. Government's terrible at doing things, and so it's not a very good way of doing it. But ultimately, right. It does accomplish some of that goal. Obviously, they want to tweak it, and they want to make it better. They think they can make government better. These are just people who are delusional in the same way that people on the right are delusional to believe that the military is this wonderful program that, when they can see government inefficiency in other areas, they're completely blind to it in the military.
Right.
So each of these people, these types of people that we're talking about, has different things that are important to them. And so, yes, you can pander to someone on the right better by saying, we think you should be free of taxes. But if you're talking to someone on the left, that same statement isn't going to have the same effect. You need to change your approach with someone on the left. But I don't think that people on the left are any less likely to be persuaded to the ideas of liberty.
I guess the generalist statement that I can make is I think that people on the right are starting to believe more in social freedoms, and they also believe in economic freedoms, whereas people on the left have not changed. They still believe in the same social freedoms, although they're starting to believe, I think people on the left are starting to believe less in social freedom and starting to believe more in controlling things like free speech and what you can say and what jokes you can tell. And they're starting to become more controlling over social freedoms, and they're still maintaining their hatred of economic freedom.
I don't know.
That's what I'm seeing.
There's certainly people, and you're seeing it all from the outside. It's not like you're involved in the Republican or the Democratic
That's
parties
true.
Or anything like that. I mean, you certainly still have. We had Tom calling.
I'm seeing what's happening in the news and culture.
There's plenty of bigotry towards transgendered folks coming from the right. There's plenty of anti-gay rhetoric coming from people on the right. Look, I'm not defending the people who are statists on the left either. I'm just saying I don't see what you're seeing. But Zach, if you want to throw out some final thoughts, go for it now.
Yep, I'll make one final few statements. So on the gay and transgender thing, I'm going to say something that I think is incredibly unpopular, but I will say that I think that the right discouraging and maybe disparaging gay and transgender people is inherently better than the left supporting that, because when you see it's exactly what the market would do, is that they are discouraging people from behaviors that are not conducive to a happy, fulfilled life. Is that when you get a gender transformation, you risk, it's people with mental disorders, people with problems in their head, and they can't function in normal society, so they believe that they need to change their gender, just like some people think they need to.
Everybody's got their own problems, and some people, if they believe changing their gender is going to help them, I suspect some of them do believe
that. Actually, I
want
to talk about that, because I saw a post by one of our former co-hosts, Derek, that was really interesting on this subject.
All right, bring that up. Zach, thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-453. You can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I do hope we get a chance to talk more about the immortality bus coming up here tonight. Johnson and Ian are in the studio with you tonight. Now, are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency that cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. We can talk more about transgender ideas and people and, you know, what that means for folks here in a moment, Johnson. First, let's go to not the phones, but to Skype, where we have Will Coley on the line, the first ever in the history of the United States Muslim vice presidential candidates. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Hey, Will, you're calling from Tennessee.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I just wanted to say I love being a libertarian. Not just in the party, but the philosophy, the people. I love being a libertarian. I love libertarians. I've had the opportunity in the last month and a half or so to tour all over the country meet libertarians in different states, stay with libertarians in their homes in different states. And I absolutely love libertarians. If you're not a libertarian, if you haven't gotten down with the libertarian community yet, I really, from the bottom of my heart, have to encourage you to do so. Today, I was sweating. You know, we've had such good luck so far raising money and getting funds put together for all of our touring to go speak at these conventions and talk to delegates. And for some reason, the odd thing happened. We've been trying for 2 weeks to raise the money for this last trip. Like, we did so well at the beginning that we actually got ahead. And so,
which last trip? The one that you just went on, or the final trip you're going to go on?
The one that we went on in New York about 2 weeks ago. Okay. We were so far ahead on fundraising that we didn't need to raise funds for a little while for events. So we were focusing just on the Michigan event, and the ones between New York and Michigan were already paid for.
Nice.
So this whole two weeks, we're trying to raise $490 to go to Michigan. And we literally down to the last hour before a donation can be made that the bank will be able to receive the transfer in time for us to leave. And we've been doing a lot of the fundraising on my personal page and on our campaign website. And I decided to go to the Libertarian Presidential page on Facebook and post a link and say, you know, look, guys, we're $400 short. We needed to hit $500. I've got an hour to put this money together. I really need your help. And immediately was attacked by a delegate from Florida, the Libertarian Party delegate from Florida. Now, 4 hours later, that post is still at the top of the page. And if you know how Facebook algorithms work, you know, more, you know, stuff happening on the post keeps it at the top.
Right. The hater was keeping your post at the top.
Not only that, but he inspired people that openly said, like, look, I met you in New York, or I met you in this in North Carolina or West Virginia or wherever it was we were at. And, you know, I like you. I like your ideas, but I don't support you as a vice presidential candidate. But I'm going to donate anyway. And we raised $500. We needed to raise $380. We raised $500 in an hour.
Well, I brought up something actually on last week's show. I mentioned something very briefly that happened to you that I'm very curious to hear a little bit more about, which was when you were in New York, you made a Facebook post about going to a mosque in New York that turned you away. I guess it was some comments were made. I don't know whether they're accurate. If it was a Pakistani mosque or something like that, and that I think you described one of the guys as being either concerned or afraid of you, or I'm just curious.
Terrified.
Is there more information about that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, I was walking through with a gentleman named James. He'll be at Orkfest this year, so you guys will get to meet him. He's, you know, a libertarian guy that lives in New York.
Oh, no. I don't know if all of us will be at Porkfest this year. I know I'm not attending because I'm pretty banned from the event.
We're that will be there. We'll get to meet him if you go.
Fair enough. Good point. There are people listening who will be at Porkfest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival. Okay.
We're headed on our way back, and he's like, you know, let's go an extra train stop down because there's a Muslim neighborhood, and, you know, we'll walk back through that neighborhood, and you can see some of the Muslim shops and grab some food to eat, you know, a little halal spot. And we stopped, you know, bought a new outfit for my wife and some stuff for the kids. And then I turned and we went to this big mosque on Gleason. And I took my shoes off to go inside. And when I pulled on the door handle, there was a brother on the other side who was holding onto the door handle on the other side and wouldn't let me in. And like, he cracked the door a little bit and I'm like, hey brother, I want to come in and pray. And he was like, 9:30. And I'm like, okay, I understand Isha's at 9:30, but I'm traveling, and I need to make my Asr and Maghrib prayer because you combine prayers when you're traveling. I need to do that now because Isha is at 9:30. And he's like, no, you know, he absolutely refused to let me in.
Wow.
But he looked like he didn't really speak any English. He was blind in one eye, and he looked absolutely terrified of me trying to come in. Like, I'm just like to him, I'm just a white guy wearing a hoodie who's trying to come in the mosque at night.
Okay.
and a stranger on top of that in the middle of the Bronx, you know, so I could be, you know, anybody, and he's never seen me before, and it's not the normal prayer time for people to be showing up. So in my own personal opinion, I think I freaked him out by being some random white guy trying to just come up in the mosque at night. But yeah, it was the first time I've ever had someone literally, like, he stood in the doorway with his hand on the door handle and wouldn't let me pull the door handle open to come in.
So there's your answer, Johnson.
Yeah.
So, Will, any other updates on the campaign?
We're doing great. You know, they've done a few polls on the delegate pages, and we've come in first place, sometimes doubling the... Yeah, sometimes doubling
the... But when you say we, do you mean you and Daryl W. Perry, who are sort of running together?
My campaign. Okay. The campaign that, you know, when I never like to talk about myself individually, because none of the stuff that I'm able to do is just because of me.
Sure.
They're, you know, our supporters, the people that work on my campaign, I never want to leave them out when I talk. You know, so I always try to say we, because I'm just talking. These other folks that are working behind the scenes, they're the ones that are really getting things done. They're the ones that are helping raise money. They're the ones that are working on websites, getting the interviews. And, you know, I always want to make sure I acknowledge them for the effort that they put in for our campaign.
So you're gearing up to head out to Orlando in, I guess, Memorial Day weekend. That's just a couple few weeks away at this point, which will be the Libertarian Party National Convention. You're shooting for the vice presidential nomination, and it doesn't matter whether or not Daryl W. Perry wins the presidential nomination, even though you guys are sort of running in tandem as a team. And I hope Daryl can win. But are you going to be in a special vice presidential debate at that event?
There is discussion, yes, that the four or five candidates that are up for debate will be on a staged, you know, debate, just like the presidential candidates will have. Mm-hmm. And then I want to say next week, there's a radio program that has invited the vice presidential candidates to come on for a debate on their show as well.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to it. Keep us in the loop. Where do people go to learn more about your campaign, Will?
You can go to Coley4LPVP.com. You can look me
up. That's Coley4LPVP.com. I think we're losing his signal right at the critical moment. Thanks for the call. I'm pretty sure that's what it was, though. Coley4LPVP.com.
Yeah.
And Daryl is nodding his head, so you got that right. All right, 855.
Transgendered.
855, 453. Do we want to talk about transgenderism?
Just real quick.
Or
I think we do.
Transhumanism.
I want to talk about the transgender
thing
real quick.
We'll talk about both of them if we can. And you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. In the remaining moments, we will have time to work you in if you dial in now, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, you want to hear more of the show on more radio stations around the country, help us get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world, thanks to the internet and satellite distribution, you can help us with that with the Free Talk Live AMP program. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. It's $5 a month, and it helps us market and advertise and promote Free Talk Live and get the show out there to more people. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Skype. Johnson, I know you wanted to talk about transgenders, and we actually have Derek J, who you
right.
cited
a
Facebook post that Derek apparently made recently, was
right.
it?
I mean, I'll break the wall here. I mean, I asked Derek to call in because I don't want to just talk about his comments without, you know, being able to speak with him directly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I brought it up. I wanted to just bring it up, you know, because our last caller mentioned, actually, was it our last caller? Now I'm spacing.
I don't know.
One of our callers recently mentioned that he thought that, and this is a crazy thing to say, I think, a little bit, that it's much, much better that the right is being discriminatory or making discriminatory comments against transgendered than the left, who's trying to use government control to force people to accept transgendered lifestyles and transgenders.
Yeah, but some people
because,
on the right
well,
would...
Well, wait, let me finish with the sentence. He thinks that it's better. He said that he thinks that it's better because his point was that he believed that it's what the market would do because he was saying that the transgendered lifestyle is one that is not a happy one, not a very good rational decision that the people who make that decision are that it's not a very good thing. And I've seen Derek make comments and bring up some articles in the past where talking about the extremely high suicide rate amongst transgendered and just the mental issues and things of that nature. And I've seen these sort of psychological studies, and I've seen it unfortunately played out with some of the folks that I've met.
Well, to say what the market would do is presumptuous. I mean, the market will do different things because there's different people with different values acting in the market. Yeah. I mean, Target came out with a statement recently last month saying they support transgender being able to pick whichever bathroom they want to. Derek J is with us. He's the host of Flaming Freedom, a show on Thursday nights on LRN.FM. It airs from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, and that's a show that focuses on, shall we say, LGBT and whatever the other letters are that have been thrown in, these, you know, issues. And also the host of, occasionally, Freedom Fiends, as well as Cop Block Radio, former host of Free Talk Live. Hey, Derek J.
Hey, you can catch it all at TheDerekJ.com. It's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, and you've been blogging like crazy over at TheDerekJ.com and also FreeKeen.com, so thank you for cranking the content out for people that are wondering what's going on here in New Hampshire. What's some of the cool activism happening here? You've been really doing a great job of reporting on some of the Bitcoin happenings here in New Hampshire. So what are your thoughts on the transgender discussion?
Well, I think it's really sad whenever people are facing like a lot of emotional stress. Like if people are happy with who they are, you know, that's my goal. That I want everyone to be happy with who they are, you know, whatever that is. And for a lot of transgender people, the way I've encountered them is they seem to be struggling with accepting who they are or trying to change.
They have not only biological adversity, but they also have societal adversity. I mean, they've got just like layers upon layers of adversity in their life at all times.
It's like, hey, maybe they're onto something. Maybe they're ahead of the curve and I'm behind and I don't get it. Maybe there's something to gender that I haven't really discovered that they get. So I'm open to trying to figure out what the what's going on in the world of gender. It seems like a lot is changing because it's like some people say it's a social construct. Is it simply biological? Is it something that, like, if you're born this way, I don't know, we can change a lot about our bodies, we can change a lot about our lives, and I just want people to be happy. That's my bottom line. So if the decisions that they're making aren't making them happy, I just think that's something that needs to be examined rather than going to the government and asking them to use force against people to make decisions. So, you know, about the bathroom thing, what the market might do. But there have been some very interesting hidden camera experiments, social experiments that people can look up on their own on YouTube to see what happens. Yeah, what's happening in these bathrooms when a man dressed as a woman walks in? Now, that would just be a transvestite. You know, there are different terms about what qualifies as a transgender person. Is just someone who dresses someone differently? No. Someone who identifies internally. That doesn't even mean they have to dress a certain way.
That's
it could
true.
Look like a man walking into a woman's bathroom. And
so what does happen? Give us an example of one of these videos. I haven't seen them. They sound very interesting.
Well, there's a variety of responses. I would say on the whole, it's been a negative response when a man walks into a woman's bathroom. The women try and kick him out.
Oh, wow.
And there was one example that I saw in a recent YouTube video where the woman said, "Hey, good for you. Congratulations. You know, how long have you been transitioning?" And the guy responded, "You know, a couple of days. You know,
I'm testing the waters."
Yeah. And she was like, "All right. Okay. You know, hey," so she's cool with it. And me personally, I'm all for it. I had co-ed bathrooms in college, and the college was against it. They were trying to tell us we weren't allowed to share bathrooms, and everyone just said, you know, to heck with you. Yep. We're going to do what we want.
It wouldn't bother me.
I imagine a woman going into the man's bathroom would be like, "Well, would you like to come in the stall with me as well? I mean, would you, you know, not just in the bathroom. You could also just come right into the stall." I mean, it's like, you know, I imagine the sort of...
You think men would be more welcoming of that? I guess it would
depend. Hey, I mean, whatever people do, it's none of my business. It doesn't hurt me.
Yep.
I'm in the bathroom to get in and get out. You know, it's not a social hour for me.
Right, right.
Good stuff.
So that's my thoughts. You know, check it out. Flaming Freedom this Thursday. Yeah. FlamingFreedom.com.
Welcome back, by the way. Derek J is back in the Shire. You've completed a nice warm winter time down in South America and have come back just in time for the flowers to bloom here in New Hampshire. So it's great to have you back.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Derek J from Flaming Freedom. And you can catch him at LRN.FM and TheDerekJ.com. And don't forget to watch his movie, Victimless Crime Spree. He actually just posted on Free Keen this week. There's now apparently sort of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show has callbacks when people are watching the movie. There's things people in the audience will do or say sort of along with what's going on in the movie. Well, apparently that's now been developed for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. There was a showing that happened this week in Manchester, and Derek was there, and I guess he observed what the audience was doing. I don't think he put them up to this. They were just doing it on their own, different things throughout the movie, and he put that together and sort of wrote down the list and put it up over at freekeen.com.
Oh, interesting.
So check that out. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's on the line in Illinois. Hey, Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
You had a caller earlier that was talking about challenging jurisdiction.
Yeah, briefly. We had a gentleman in Hawaii, Hawaii cop block guy, who's been really, I guess, going into the courts and challenging some of the presumptions that are being made. And he says he's been recording audio of it. I haven't had a chance to check out his YouTube channel, which is Cop Watch. Excuse me, he's Cop Watch. Cop Watch Hawaii, not Cop Block. Anyway, yeah, that's what he did. Go ahead.
So I had a similar opportunity. I prepped. I studied everything from Mark Stevens. I went in. I was fully confident. And it came down to the judge's arbitrary opinion. I asked them, you know, has the state provided any evidence to establish jurisdiction? He said, the prosecutor had said no privately. And I looked to my right, and there's the officer that had pulled me over. Now, bear in mind, at this point, I had been sitting there for 45 minutes while they delayed the trial, or I'm sorry, my hearing, so that they could call him in. And essentially what it all comes down to, as you've said many times, Ian, they're going to do whatever the heck they want to do. I pointed out the fact that the officer's testimony does not establish any facts that provide evidence for the Constitution having any justification or jurisdiction over me, let alone the Illinois State Constitution or the laws and bylaws of whatever county it was, nor the city. And the judge just looked me straight in the eye and said, it is my legal opinion that he has jurisdiction.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's arbitrary. It doesn't matter.
Of course it is. And the difference is he's got men with guns who will enforce his legal opinion, not yours. Phoenix, thanks for the call tonight.
Ian, I want to send you this video about the rest of this transhumanism thing, because I think you can post it to Facebook and people can get the better rest of that story.
And maybe we'll talk more about it next week.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.